Via and E-Patient, they were literally overrun, but mass campaigns can win Stephen Alley, Lambeth's Socialist Party. I ended up in London St. Thomas Hospital after an accident at work on the 10th of January. From the moment I arrived, the NHS staff, from all walks of life and all nations, treated me with care, consideration and human kindness despite the obvious fact that they were literally overrun with patients and up against it. People were in every available space and wheelchairs and trolley beds lined the corridors. The R&D department resembled nearby Waterloo Station at rush hour, and this in what is one of Britain's top teaching hospitals just across the river from Parliament. In fact, it is in such full service type 1 R&Ds that waiting times are the worst, with 23% of patients waiting more than 4 hours to be seen in December. Even gaining admission to R&D is also at crisis point, with over 5,000 patients stuck in ambulances outside R&Ds for more than an hour during the first week of January. Over 6 weeks, the total queued up in ambulances reached over 90,000. Doctors are now publicly reporting that people are dying in corridors. I did not see that at St. Thomas, thank goodness. Chaos. But with chaos and overcrowding in R&Ds combined with a lack of beds, it is inevitable that some patients will spend their last minutes in a hospital corridor. That is degrading and inhuman. The Tories and Blairites cuts and sell-offs are fully responsible for this situation. It is clear the NHS needs more money, resources, and staff. The government has deliberately starved the NHS of what it needs to provoke a debate on privatizing it further. The bosses they represent look fondly at the US, where people's health is big business, and where millions have no health cover. That is what the Tories and their friends in big business want for the NHS. But recent campaigns have shown that when we fight, we can win. Glenfield Children's Heart Unit in Leicester was saved by mass community mobilizations, with the Socialist Party playing a leading role. Bringing all the various campaigns together and linking them to the industrial power of the health unions would have real power. The demonstration called by health campaigns together on the 3rd of February has to be the beginning of a national movement to save our NHS.